You know, the book of Proverbs and some of the Old Testament and stuff in Deuteronomy and all that stuff, the Leviticus and all that, it's contrary to your culture. It doesn't matter which culture you are in. It's contrary to the culture, the music, the media, the brainwashing of the culture. And if you got people in your world that's never read the book of Proverbs or hasn't renewed their mind, you better not yoke up with them. Because, and what's weird is I don't even see the churches talking about Proverbs as much as they should, especially to the young men, but you know, young men and women, but the younger people in general. And you can't put all the blame on the churches, and you really can't put all the blame on the parents. If the parent is saying, hey, read the book of Proverbs, the child has to make their own decision, you know. You can't force somebody to learn a proverb or learn a principle. What's weird is people who grow up in a family that's dysfunctional and they start to learn what's right by reading Proverbs, and it's like two different worlds, you know. I'll give you an example, and it's not just Proverbs, but you know, it's also the book of Hosea and different things like that. The book of Proverbs talks about guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life, right? That's contrary to the culture. It's all about your heart. It's not about getting rich. It's about your heart. If your heart is right, God will prosper you. And the culture is definitely teaching against what it says in Hosea, whoredom wine and new wine take away the heart. So everything on the media is to try to take away your heart. Whoredom wine and new wine take away the heart. But they won't talk about that on the media. They won't talk about Proverbs on the media, in the movies or anything. So to really get in and dig into the Bible and meditate on it and rightly divide it and chew the cud, eat it, drink it, chew the cud, regurgitate it, and meditate on it day and night, that's contrary to the system. Even people in church, if you've trained yourself to meditate on the word day and night, 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 and they're trying to get you to not do that, it could be friends, family, coworkers, whatever. They don't understand you. And they never will understand you. Because evidently the spark is not in them. The taste bud is not in them. You know, you have to have a taste bud that desires the word. And if they don't have the taste bud, they just don't have it. All their taste buds are the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. That's their taste bud. But if you want truth, you are a rare breed, and it's the Holy Spirit drawing you, God calling you. God puts that desire, that faith, that whatever it is in your heart. So, you know, a lot of people get guilt. They feel guilty. They try to raise their kids right, but the kid doesn't have a desire for truth, you know. But it's not, if you did what you're supposed to do, eventually it's on the child, you know. When they hit 18, if they're not drawn to it by 14, something ain't right, you know. But the world will try to pull them away. All the distractions, it's all distractions. You're going around a circle every day, a cycle every day. around and around and around. So what are you going to do during those cycles and those circles? It gets boring. See, a lot of times people expect life to be all exciting all the time. If you're doing the same routine every day, repeat, it gets boring, very boring. So what would you spend your time engaged in? Building, hobby. Even a hobby gets boring. But staying in the Word never gets boring to me. I don't know about anybody else, but the Word, the truth never gets boring. I never get bored with the truth. It seems to be all, seems to be like there's always something new to learn, you know? Learn something new every day. If you really start to focus on meditating on the truth and really just pushing to the next level, you'll see something new almost every day if you really get in that state. There's always a new lesson, a new object lesson. It's like when I was, God was revealing it all to me. I mean, it was, God was revealing it, but I had a choice. Either I would listen or I wouldn't, you know. When I was, and stuff that I've thrown out there, you can't, it's, even if it's on my website, I only get like 1,000 hits every week or whatever. It's still going out there into the matrix, you know. When I was revealed, everything is a ship. Your body's a ship, the car ship, the airship, the boat ship. Everything is a ship. And everything has a head and a body, you know. There has to be something leading, driving the ship, you know. And so this is why when they try to invert marriage, you know, the man's the head of the woman, right? And the home is a ship. And when they try to usurp the authority, when the man's trying to lead and the woman's wanting to do her own thing, that's a sign of the Jezebel spirit right there. Because there's a head and there's a body. And it preaches Christ and his church, you know. It's a type and a shadow. And like I said, when you follow the types and shadows, you will be better off in your life, your health, your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, all that stuff. Following the types and shadows is key. The typology is really important, to be honest with you. If you do something backwards, it's not gonna, if you don't follow the types of shadows, it's not gonna work out for you, you know. The typology, see, you're following what's normal, what's natural, what's not, it's not upside down, it's not twisted. Follow the types and the shadows. Anybody who's posting art or stuff that's upside down and twisted and ridiculous, they're telling you that their heart's not right, to be honest with you. Hollywood and all these artists, they're mocking you, and they're just proving what they are, you know.